Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, radio listeners, and thank you for joining us for another lively episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson, and you just know that you can call in live. Our call-in number is 619-639-4621, and we really encourage you to call in and share your ideas, pose your questions. And especially today, we have another lively episode and a really interesting topic. Today we're going to be talking about stress. What is stress? How does it impact our functioning? How do we deal with it? And does it serve a purpose? So, you know, before we get started, I want to, of course, as usual, welcome my fabulous guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond.
Hello.
So, Raymond, stress.
Yes, ma'am.
How are we defining it?
How are we defining it? I'm sure there are formal definitions.
Yeah, there are.
Sure.
So I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Right? Anything that poses a threat to our sense of calm or sense of well-being can be classified as a threat, as a stress.
Okay.
So anything that kind of causes an imbalance in our sense of calm or sense of our peace of mind or our well-being can be deemed a stress.
Mm.
So do you have any stressors?
I'm sure.
Do not say wife.
I'm sure we all do in varying, varying degree. What I was thinking about was what's in the news now in terms of the football player down in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Martin.
Right. And, you know, and here's a young man, 25 years old?
24, I think, yeah.
6 foot something and 300 and something pound. Big guy. And, you know, at the pinnacle of any career in football, playing in the NFL and, but experiencing, based on reports, the source of stress, and based on that, he's pretty much
life.
Right. So, again, it comes in all shapes and sizes, and I think it affects, you know, from a small child crying because their diaper is wet, they're stressed.
Yeah.
You know, so it comes in different shapes and sizes. So I think it's a matter of recognizing it for what it is, as stress. And figuring out a way of dealing with it.
Right.
And when you're not able, and also recognizing when you need help more than just what you have, you know, as we talk about thought, feeling, and action in terms of how you feel, what your thought process is, and what your
action,
respond. I probably need help beyond just me in dealing with this stress because it all depends on what it is and my capabilities of dealing with it.
So I like the fact that you brought in the idea that a baby's diaper wanting to be changed is experienced by that baby as a stress.
Mm.
And so you're right. It is a stress. And for children whose diapers are not changed regularly and they cannot count on being comforted, those children often grow up with significant emotional disturbances based on having that experience. So stress, anything that threatens your sense of well-being and calm and peace of mind, can have significant long-term effect on how we think, how we feel, and how we respond.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so this young man, Jonathan Martin, I mean, it's really unfortunate what's going on, but I think that it's also an opportunity for the NFL. And, you know, it's really an opportunity, and it's just awakened this conversation in our community and in our country right now, where people are talking about bullying in really, you know, real terms.
But part of the problem is, because I listen to sports radio and people call in and have their different opinions on it, but you get this sense of saying, well, it's different. Well, it's not the same as, you know, being on the schoolyard and being bullied. And I'm having a hard time, you know, putting it in that sense, because I think it's no different. Being bullied at work, being bullied at, because this is what they do for a living. This is being at work. He was being bullied at work.
So bullying is a stress.
Yes.
Or you know, bullying is
a stress.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, there are other things. So stress, again, I use this as the example because it's what's in the news. And I think as adults who were once youngsters, we can think back ourselves where some sense or form of bullying or being bullied or, you know, maybe you yourself being a bully or seeing others being bullied, you know, can relate. Having children and recognizing that, you know, if your child was ever bullied, how you would feel, or if they did, how you responded, or if you yourself.
Right.
You know, or intimidated by something, or feeling stressed by something
right.
or someone.
So how does the body respond when it's stressed? And this is by no means, you know, concrete. Like everybody's body probably does not respond or will not respond in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, the research shows that when someone is stressed,
right.
the blood pressure rises.
Oh.
Breathing becomes more rapid.
Oh, I see.
The digestive system slows down.
Uh-huh.
The heart rate or your pulse rises.
Mm-hmm.
Your immune system is impacted.
Mm.
Your muscles become tense.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not sleep. A heightened sense of alertness.
I see.
And I know that's one of the ways that stress impacts me personally, because if I have something on my mind, it is so difficult for me to sleep.
I hear you.
But one of the other things I would say that I would add to this list is that people tend to do more shallow breathing, and I guess it goes with the muscle tension,
mm-hmm.
but your breathing becomes so much more shallow when you're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just don't take, you know, deep breaths. In the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so...
But you know what it is, I think, and I think it goes back to, again, I guess they're very, like I said, varying degrees of stress, how you handle stress, what it means to you. You know, you might be able to deal with stress or something that is stressful based on where it's coming from. From your friends, it's not as significant, but if it involves your children, if it involves your spouse, if it involves your job, if it involves your family, it's a lot harder to deal with. And those factors that you just mentioned, you know, the sleeping, the tension, the digestive system, all the other things that are involved, because those themselves, I think, have, you know, a cascading effect in terms of you develop conditions based on all those symptoms that you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not eating well. You're not sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
You become vulnerable for, you know, catching a cold and whatever else because your immune system is then compromised and you're not eating and sleeping properly. So it's a whole thing. But I say all that to say this. Recognizing it for what it is, I think. Recognizing it as stress. Recognizing the source of stress. And confronting it and dealing with it head on so that you can start sleeping and eating and relating to others in a more, for want of a better word, normal way.
So I think that, and this is one of the questions that I posed to you earlier, was can we control how we respond to stress by controlling how we think about it, our thoughts?
I think sometimes the initial thing is no.
That's your initial response.
Your initial response, I think, a lot of times, your average, you know, you react in a way that is defensive, that you're trying to protect yourself, so therefore you tense up, you whatever else, and, you know, you respond physiologically and psychologically and so on. I think as time passes and you recognize it for what it is, I think you can control some of it, And I think the ones that you, the trick is, I think, is recognizing those that you can't really control. And
but you can always control your thoughts.
In theory, I think.
You don't think you can control your thoughts?
No.
You don't think so?
No. And I don't think from any professional sense. I'm just saying, I think the thoughts that you have are yours.
Yeah, but you can control how you choose to think about a situation. So, for example, let's use an example of, so let's use work stress, right?
Yeah.
So you're stressed at work, you don't like your job, whatever. There's somebody at work who's annoying to you, you don't like your coworker, they're not carrying their load, whatever it is, you're stressed at work.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may be stressed about the fact that you want to find a new job or you want to move on or you want this person to leave or whatever.
Yes.
Can you control the fact that this is making you upset? Yeah, I think you can. You
really?
Can. Yes, you can. Mm. It. I'm not saying that it's easy, but I think that you can, you know, in some ways, you know, what's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that would happen?
Listen, you can control your thought. You can control your action, you know, in terms of you really would like to do something. But rational thinking and being responsible adult, you don't. But in terms of your thoughts and what you think of that person or what that situation is causing you pain and agony and recurring, and you show up at work every day and you see him or her, it's a source of stress.
It is.
You control your actions.
But you control your thoughts as well.
I agree, but the thought is still there.
The thought is still there that you're stressed, but you're controlling it. And every day that you go and manage that stress, or you go and deal with that stress, or have another quote unquote successful day at work,
right?
Then that's you mastering or coping with that stressor.
I guess.
So, you know, how we choose to deal with it, I think, is really important.
Right, but we're not always grown up, and grown up is not a word. Listen, you get annoyed, you get upset, you are frustrated.
That's
sometimes
a part of daily life.
Right. You are all of those things based on the things that stress you. And those that you have control over, you control and you change and you make the appropriate changes. But those that you yourself, on your own, can't immediately change, is when you have to then dig deep and figure out how and where do I get the help I need to resolve this.
Okay, so then is stress...
outside of myself.
Is stress related to fear? Is stress grounded in fear?
Yeah, some of it, I guess. I guess you could say that. Because sometimes it's confronting the stress and putting your arms around the stress and resolving it. But out of fear, you don't.
Right.
It could be fear of
losing
repercussion. It could be fear of...
Confrontation.
Confrontation, conflict, dealing with conflict, conflict resolution. Could be all of those things. So, you sit in your corner and you bite your lip and you clench your fist and you tense yourself and your stomach churns and you don't eat and you have indigestion, you have the cold every day because your immune system...
Or you can think about what the worst case scenario could be.
That sounds so responsible and grown up.
Well, most people are.
But in that moment, not necessarily, because you're upset.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about a crisis situation.
I'm talking about recurring stress.
No,
but if it's recurring, it's almost as if the minute you're confronted with it, it is a constant thing.
Okay, so then when you have stress in your life,
right,
in order to, it alludes to some sense of or loss of control over the situation. And so in having that stress,
right,
and recognizing that you don't have control over all the factors, then it's about what do I need to do, what do I need to change in order to make this better and relieve the stress on myself.
Okay.
So we can all be curled up in a ball, but that's not how most people respond. most people are trying to figure out, okay, if it's a work stress, well, I need to find me another job.
Right.
If it's a husband stress, well, I need to
find me another
wife.
Yeah, I understand that. But
you know what I mean? So it's, you know, but it's those kinds of things. It's, you know, it's trying to find out what is the change that needs to be made. What's the solution that I need to arrive at?
Right. But I think, you know, I just had a thought. I think there's an upside. There is value in being stressed. Well, not so much being stressed, but handling, recognizing, and dealing with stress in terms of a part of you that have to deal with something that you would rather not, but you have to. You know, you didn't expect, but you're now confronted with. Therefore, you are using a part of you or exploring and maybe for the first time revealing a part of yourself that you didn't recognize or didn't know that you have within you before or never had to deal with before because you have never been stressed or have this experience before. And you now dig deep and say, you know what, I need this job and I'm going to deal with this. I've never been in this situation. It's my first job. I just left college. My greatest stress in college is whether or not I get an A or a B. I never had any confrontations in school all my entire life. I was always this type of a student. I am now working for, you know, I'm now working for a wonderful company, and here is something I've never confronted before. And you have to now recognize it and deal with it.
I think one of the most effective cure for stress is a crisis. So somebody could be stressed at work, but then something else develops, like a child gets sick or somebody gets sick or they get sick, and then all of a sudden...
Oh, that's not fair.
It is fair.
That's not fair. Because then you're saying that it's a matter of prioritizing and hierarchy.
And that's why thought matters.
Yeah.
That's why thought matters.
But that's almost saying, boy... You know, if something bad is happening in your life, just hope and pray that something worse happens.
But you can always think it could be so much worse.
That's so logical. That is so logical and grown up and responsible. But I don't know. You don't always want to feel as if you have to be grown up and responsible in the moment.
Okay.
You know?
That's a choice, though, sweetie. But what I'm saying is, do you want to resolve the choice? Because, again, it's about deciding on where the destination is.
Yeah.
So if it is that you want to just be miserable, then fine, go ahead and just wallow in the stress. But if it is that you want to resolve the stress, you want to recognize that there's something stressing me and I would like to resolve the stress so that I'm experiencing more happiness in my life, then what can I do? What are the steps that I can take?
Right.
Logical steps that I can take that's going to bring me to the destination that I desire.
Again, it sounds responsible and grown up. I hear you. But I think a lot of time, it takes a while, depending on the source of the stress, depends on you as a person, your personality, how you were brought up. And, you know, again, I go back to the same fellow down in Florida, how he was brought up, how he was raised, what his expectations were, how he deals with different types of things. I'm sure he's not the first one that was put under these type of things, and others dealt with it in different ways. Probably some better, some worse. So we don't always deal with it in the same way.
And that's true.
And I think sometimes, you know, how you deal with it initially, you know, is not necessarily the best way. And there are sometimes you don't have an opportunity to recover. You have an initial reaction to the stress, and then that becomes you. For example, how he dealt with this initially, it never really changed. You know, you can say, well, after a while you get responsible and you get grown up about it and you make logical and, you know, decisions. But you don't always have that opportunity.
Okay, but see, in recognizing that stress is a normal part of life, that we all, from the little baby with the wet diaper to the elementary school student who doesn't get the homework done or forgot the homework at school, to the high school student who's feeling overwhelmed because they've got the SATs or college to the recent grad who can't find a job, always overwhelmed by student loans, to the seasoned worker who's, you know, worn out because they've been in the job so long, or they hate the job, or they can't stand the people that they work with, to the people who are retired who are like, okay, what do I do next?
So the old lady who can't walk anymore to the bathroom.
So all of these all of these stresses exist. But how we choose to deal with stress in our life, recognizing that we all experience stress, is really critical. And I think that identifying how we're thinking about it, I mean, are we focusing on the stress rather than focusing on a solution or, you know, how to make it better? Are we being content and grateful for what we can do rather than what we don't have? Right? So the approach to stress, I think, is really important. And being aware of how we're thinking about it and how what we're feeling and how we are, as a result, behaving is really important.
Okay. Not disagreeing for a minute. I'm just saying, in the moment, dealing with them, you don't always necessarily, you know, again, when you respond, it's visceral. It's like, it could be like someone, a response, you know, someone bullies you, someone, it caused you stress. You know, you get the worst news of your life, you know, whatever, for in that moment, and you are stressed.
Can I just tell you, give you some statistics about stress?
Sure.
It says 43% of all adults suffer adverse health effects as a result of stress.
Right.
And this is the American Psychological Association.
Right.
75 to 90% of all physician visits are for stress-related ailments and complaints.
I beg to differ.
And stress is linked to 6 leading causes of death, including heart disease, cancer, lung ailments, accidents, cirrhosis of the liver, and suicide.
I have a problem with that.
What is that?
All right. It's because if you read that back to me and tell me, what percentage is due to stress? What percentage of illness?
75 to 90%.
Okay. When was the last time you ever go into your, I mean, I'm going to use the universal you. You know, when was the last time anyone listening to my voice, who can hear my voice, went into their doctor's office and was asked if they were stressed? Okay.
Okay, but see, and I think that's where the disconnection is. That's where the disconnection is, because maybe the medical community does not recognize or validate the fact, and I think more and more you're seeing it in the literature. So, yes, you are seeing it, because doctors will ask people, are you worried about anything, when they go in complaining of this X, Y, and Z.
Really?
Yes, they do.
Medical doctors.
Yes,
internal medicine, not psychiatry, not social work.
Dr. Shiv Dasani does.
You know, that's me. But anyway, my point is this. You know, again, and the minute he says that, are you stressed? What are you? Are you worried about anything? Are you stressed? Then you start thinking to yourself, yes, because we all have some source of stress.
Right.
But therefore, is that why I'm here today? Is that why my belly is in knots? I don't know.
Maybe it may be the reason why you're not sleeping. Right. It may.
I think you know that. I think part of it, you're upset about something. So you're not. Are you seeing it as stress? I'm just upset. I'm upset because I got passed over for that promotion. I'm upset because he wrote me up. I'm upset because my daughter or my son is not doing well in school. I'm upset because are they stressed or I'm just upset?
But that's stress, honey.
But
remember
recognizing
now,
it for what it is.
Yeah, but remember now, and that's part of the education. Remember now, a stressor is anything that threatens or poses an imbalance to your sense of well-being and, you know, your peace of mind. You're functioning.
Right. But, you know, again, all well and good, I hear you. But in terms of people recognizing that they're stressed, the source of their stress, and in doing so, how best to deal with it, you know, to say, well, you know what? I know what the source of my stress is. I recognize it as stress, and I am dealing with it. And I know full well that I can't deal with it on my own, so therefore I need to seek external help, whatever that help might be.
But are you saying that you don't recognize stress as a significant factor that impacts the health of people?
I do, but I think most people don't recognize it as the reason why they are ill.
Okay, so if we can reduce our stress,
yeah.
I think we can improve our health. If we can manage our stress, we can improve our health. Because, one, we're going to be eating better, our immune systems are going to be better, we're going to be breathing better, we're going to, you know, we're going to be doing better overall. We're going to be more relaxed.
I don't know, Dee, because, you know, your source of your stress is because I lost my job.
Okay, so there, you know what, they're also good stress.
Okay.
The birth of a child, getting married.
Okay.
Major project, getting a major project done at work, you know, moving to a new city. All
okay.
those things can be stressful. Right?
Okay.
It causes you, your well-being to be perhaps temporarily imbalanced. Your peace of mind may be temporarily, you know, those last couple months of pregnancy can be really stressful.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, moving to a new city, you've got to make new friends, you've got to find a place to live, all of that. All of those things can be stressful in the moment. But you can work through that. And again, this is where the thought comes in and what you do, because then you're telling yourself, okay, I need to make new friends. I need to connect to a network. I need to, you know, get established in the community, join groups and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you're stressed from the move, you are allowing yourself to process it and look at what the destination is that you want to accomplish.
Well, again, I think, you know, while you're going through the stress, whatever it might be, good stress, bad stress, especially those that are, you know, not temporary or not seen as temporary in terms of pregnancy or the birth of a child. Even, well, the birth of a child and being pregnant can be long-term. In terms of the stress of then having birth and responsibilities thereof. But, again, I think it's being able to recognizing it and dealing with it in terms of wrapping your arms around it and saying, how do I deal with this? And it could be multiple things. You know, my wife just had a baby and I just lost my job and my father just died and the whole thing come cascading. How do I deal with all of this? Where do I go? I mean, a lot of... The one good thing I must say, and I, in my humble opinion, I think when women deal with stress in terms of they cry, they just bawl.
Men cry too.
No, I hear you. But it's more often than not, a woman will just cry, I think, and dealing with, I'm overwhelmed. And right now, I feel very stressed. I'm going to cry. And in a way, they are relieving themselves, they're releasing and dealing with stress in that way. Men, I think, are not as quick to release it in that way.
And that's a conditioning, right? That's
probably
based on how they're raised.
Absolutely.
They're, in some cultures, men cry all the time.
But okay.
You know, so
speaker of the house.
So what I'm saying is that that in the moment, while it doesn't solve the problem, might provide some temporary relief.
It does.
You know.
It does.
So other people use negative coping skills.
Sure, somebody, you know, you start drinking, start smoking, and then what does that lead to? Other...
Right. So, you know, so I think that's the takeaway. The takeaway is to be in the moment and to be aware that if there's something that's causing an impact on your sense of well-being and your sense of balance, that you can be aware of that, that you remember to breathe, and you seek help if you need it. And thinking about what's the destination, what do I want to do, and what's the little thing that I can do now in this moment that's going to help me get to my destination and release.
Being honest, I think it's part of it is just being honest with yourself and what you're capable of dealing with and when you need help outside of what you yourself can resolve.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's the takeaway, is that, you know, we can and do control our response to stress. So until next time.
Bye-bye.
Take care.